A deposit dispute case study. Pets and fair wear and tear. We offer an independent and impartial resolution service for landlords, agents, and tenants who are unable to agree on how to distribute the deposit when the tenancy ends. The deposit details. The deposit was £985, and the disputed amount was £550. What had happened? The tenant said that the landlord understood they were pet lovers before they moved in, and that they were living with their two cats. It was also said that throughout their tenancy, the landlord had made regular visits and said nothing about any damage. Now the tenancy has ended. The landlord is saying that the cats have ruined the lounge curtains, which were not in good condition at the start, and caused damage with scratches on the stair woodwork. The tenants believe that some of this should be expected and is reasonable in tenancies where pets are allowed. To repair any damages, the tenants had offered £150 towards the work needed, and are convinced what the landlord is asking for is unreasonable. The landlord responded by saying that he has let his property out for many years, and allowed pets with no problems at all. The landlord contradicted the tenant, and said that whenever he visited the property during the tenancy, he did mention the problems that were starting with the curtains, which the tenant disregarded. He also reminded that during the tenancy, the tenant adopted a kitten in addition to the two cats, and it is likely that this caused most of the damage to the woodwork, and the curtains have deteriorated to the extent that they can no longer be used. He requested that the tenant should pay the costs he is claiming for the curtains as they were completely ruined. What evidence was provided? They provided the tenancy agreement, the check-in report, the check-out report, email communications, invoices, and finally an estimate. What was decided and why? On the check-in report, it says that the curtains were in good used condition and the woodwork on the stairs was fair. The accompanying photos showed the curtains with some evidence of fading, but not overly worn. It also showed the woodwork on the stairs with some minor scratches and marks. The check-out report commented that the curtains were fraying all over, which was supported by photos, and there were many more scratch marks on the banisters and skirting boards, particularly at the base of the stairs. The adjudicator was satisfied that the tenant was responsible for costs to make good on both claims. The adjudicator's response on the curtains was that first, the invoice for replacement curtains was £360, and while they were left in a condition that required replacement, the tenant could not be responsible for the full cost due to their condition at the start of the tenancy, and the additional normal use of the curtains over the two-year-long tenancy. And second, the normal use is always the landlord's responsibility, and a tenant is responsible for the damage over and above that normal use. In this case, an award of £270. And for the woodwork and painting, the estimate to repair and repaint the woodwork was £550. However, the landlord recognized that this included a larger area than the tenant was responsible for, and was only asking for £190. The adjudicator was satisfied that the landlord had considered fair wear and tear, and the amount being claimed was reasonable, so £190 was awarded in full. Some of the key takeaway points are that first, maintaining good relationship with tenants is key. However, make sure that anything highlighted at periodic inspections is discussed at the time and not left until the tenancy ends. Remember that pet damage is damage and not to get confused with fair wear and tear. Any responsible landlord has to accept that the normal use of any area or item is part of renting a property, and not the tenant's responsibility to cover. A final key point to remember is that any claim is unreasonable if it puts a landlord in a better position than they would have been, if the damage had not happened.